University of Missouri St. Louis College of Education podcast. Hello and welcome. My name is David Stouffer and I get to be the recruitment coordinator for the UMSL College of Education. Each week on this podcast, we will meet an innovator in the field of education. We will spend some time getting to know them and learning about their work and how it can help you and yours. It is my sincere hope that this podcast will be a source of encouragement and support as you work to continue impacting lives as an educator. My guest today is Sierra Phipps. Sierra is the Student Services Support Manager with the College of Business Administration. Originally from Salt Lake City, Utah, she joined UMSL in August of 2022. She began as an advisor in the College of Business, then later moved to a position in the Graduate Business Programs Office. Her current role involves managing the online MBA program, as well as 8 current business accelerated master's degree programs. Welcome, Sierra.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me.
You bet. It's great to have you here today. I'm interested in finding out more about these 8 current accelerated master's degree programs. That sounds like a lot. before we jump into that, I mentioned that you're originally from Salt Lake City, Utah, prior to traveling to St. Louis and joining us here at UMSL. Tell us a little bit more about your life back in Salt Lake City and why you chose to make the change to become part of the family here at UMSL.
Yeah, I grew up in Utah, so that's where most of my family is. And a few years back, my partner and I, we were looking at kind of making a change, wanted something new, maybe move to a new place. And I finished graduate school, and a little while after that, it kind of worked out. I was offered a job at UMSL, and so we moved to the St. Louis area. We really liked the cost of living here, and we've kind of fallen in love with the area, all of the fun things to do, and kind of the uniqueness of the area.
Sure.
So that's
What was your university? Where did you attend?
Yeah, I studied my master's at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City.
Okay. Undergrad also?
No, I actually went to Utah Valley University for my undergrad. That's about an hour south of the University of Utah.
Sure, sure. I hear Salt Lake City is beautiful. I'm sure it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do miss the mountains, I will say that. They are very beautiful. The skyline of Salt Lake City with the mountains
sure.
is a very lovely place.
Well, we have Hidden Valley, the mountain that we ski in out in West County, wherever that is. That's our mountain, I guess. Have you ever seen that?
I don't know if I have.
Probably not. Probably not. So what made you interested, obviously a job helps, but what made you interested in making the trip all the way to Missouri to be part of UMSL's campus and family?
Yeah, well, I studied education. That was my master's degree. It was actually in school counseling, and I've always had a passion for working with students, no matter if they're K-12 or university. So that was always something that I was interested in doing, was working at a university. It kind of just worked out coming to the University of Missouri St. Louis. I was looking for a job in the area, and it was the right fit for me at the time.
Sure.
And I think it's been a really great experience working at university after working with the younger students.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you made the transition. Why did you make that switch? What made you switch from younger to higher ed?
Yeah, I think that personally for me, I think that working with slightly more mature students is maybe a better fit for myself. I do enjoy maybe the more purely academic side of assisting students as opposed to, I mean, mental health is so very important. But I think for me personally, I just preferred working in more purely academic settings.
Sure, sure. One of your roles in the College of Business is to manage the online MBA program. And as we've changed and transitioned from in-person to online, post-COVID, that becomes quite a good and important thing for a lot of folks. Talk, if you would, about this program and the opportunities for prospective students wanting to pursue this particular degree program.
Yeah, our online MBA, I would say, is One of the premier programs we do have on campus here at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. It is designed for people who've been working for a while. Maybe they're in business, maybe they're in a different field, but for whatever reason they want to get their MBA. It is quite a fast program for people who want to get their MBA. They want to get it done really fast. Maybe they have a promotion they're working towards, or just for whatever reason they have a timeline in their mind. So the online MBA is a 16-month program. It is a full-time program, mm-hmm. but it is designed for the working professionals. So these people typically will take a full-time schedule, but we do try and stagger the coursework in that program to make it as friendly as possible for our students who are working on their MBA. Mm-hmm. It is fully asynchronous online, so the students never have to like log in on Zoom for a class. They can do their homework at 3 in the morning, mm-hmm. or 10 p.m., you know, whatever works best for their schedules. It's mm-hmm. also really nice for people who travel a lot for work, just mm-hmm. to have that flexibility. Other interesting things about the online MBA, you know, included in student tuition, we do take them on an international trip in their final semester for a capstone mm-hmm. project. They work with a real company. Mm-hmm. In the foreign country to work on their capstone and get that real hands-on experience. Plus, mm-hmm. they, you know, it's just a good time.
Sure.
That is part of the online MBA. Mm-hmm. And students who, and that's a week-long trip. This past October, we went to Panama. This current cohort, they'll be going to Costa Rica next October. And so looking forward to that. Mm-hmm.
Do you get to go?
I do, yes. Uh-huh.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is
perks
nice.
Of the job.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's really nice, actually, for me because it is such an online program. A lot of the students I never meet in person except on maybe the trip and maybe when they're graduating. So. It's nice for me to be able to kind of to see the student and work with them a little bit more. But I do work with them a lot just over Zoom or on the phone, you know.
Sure, sure. Awesome. You mentioned it's a full-time 16-month program. By full-time, do you mean 12 to 15 credit hours
a
semester?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, so for graduate students, 9 hours is considered full-time. So that's typically what students in mm-hmm. the online MBA do. We have a set curriculum, so they're a cohort of people. They take all the same classes together. So they do, even though it's asynchronous, they do kind of build a sense of community, working on projects together for their classes. Mm-hmm. Nobody mm-hmm. else is in their classes but their cohort. It is... So 9 hours in the fall, 9 hours in the spring, and we utilize, UMSL does a nice job with having 16-week classes and 8-week classes. Mm-hmm. And so we typically, for example, in the fall semester, they'll take a 16-week class, but in the first half, they'll take an 8-week. In the second half of that semester, they'll take another 8 weeks. So it's really always just 2 classes at a time. Mm-hmm. So that's they go fall, spring like that. Summer, they'll have 2 classes. Those are concurrent, mm-hmm. typically 12 weeks. And then one more fall semester, and then they're done.
Okay.
You know, that's that last semester, they go on the international trip. That's part of their capstone class. Another thing that the students can do while they're in the program is they also can do leadership coaching, which is just an opportunity for the student to work with a coach and kind of differentiate their career goals a bit more for themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's all done with their coach. That's all confidential with their coach, but they get to work with a coach and kind of hone their goals with them mm-hmm. and work towards that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All the cohorts start in the fall of each year.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many students do you typically take into the program every year?
It has been growing. You know, right now we're on our third cohort. It's been growing every year. Right now we have around, I'd say, 33 students in the current cohort. But we do expect to see it growing a little bit more every mm-hmm. year.
Who needs an MBA in the business world? What kind of a person who gets their degree, starts working? Is there a specific type of job or a specific type of career pathway that would need an MBA?
That's a great question. You know, I see a lot of variety in the backgrounds of students who want an MBA. You know, we have anything from engineers to people who work in the writing industry. Mm-hmm. And so it's very varied. But, you know, an MBA, Everybody needs good management. Everybody needs good business skills, no matter what sector you work in. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's a very broad degree, really. And the nice thing about the online MBA is students don't necessarily have to have a business degree prior to starting the online MBA. You know, we do evaluate the coursework a student has done before, and we do have some things that we'll have a student do to kind of make up for some of the areas they may have missed if they're coming from a not business background. But we have plenty of students who come in from art, from psychology, from all kinds of different areas.
Mm-hmm. That's fascinating. So do you recommend your undergrad students go right into the MBA after they finish, if that's the track that they're taking, or get a couple years experience and then come back to us after you've had a chance to get your feet wet in the industry?
That's a good question, and it's going to be kind of a different answer for every student, right? Mm-hmm. For some, it makes a lot of sense for them to work for a while and kind of and really decide. You know, having work experience, that's really valuable. For other students, they prefer to get it all done. Maybe they've already been thinking of it, and they already know that's mm-hmm. what they want to do. Mm-hmm. So there are advantages to both, you know. One advantage of being an undergraduate student and going straight through the MBA program is you're already in the flow of things. Mm-hmm. You're used to doing homework. You're used to taking classes. So that is an advantage, you know, when you've been in the workforce for a while after you've finished your degree, it can be a little bit of an adjustment coming back and being a student again. But mm-hmm. So I think it really just depends on the student and what's right for them, you know. And for a student who would be... that's a good kind of segue into our accelerated master's program mm-hmm. because that's an option for students who are thinking they want to get their master's degree directly after their bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how does that work? How does the accelerated program work?
Yeah, so that program is a fairly new program on campus. I believe at the moment there are about 20 across the campus. I think your School of Education mm-hmm. has some.
We do.
Yeah. Business has 8, and so I've been working with a lot of students who are typically a student who is interested in the accelerated program. Kind of, they have an idea of, they already know that they want to get a master's degree, mm-hmm. typically. Not always the case, but most of them, they've had that idea in their mind for a while. And so a student in that case would work with me, and they also work with an undergraduate advisor in the College of Business Administration. You probably know Monica Farrell.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So she and I work together with the students. We kind of come up with a plan for their accelerated pathway, and it really just depends on the degree program they're working on, what kind of courses they would take while they're an undergraduate student. But the main thing is they can do, in the College of Business, they can take up to 12 credit hours that can... We would call it double counting for the bachelor's degree as well as the master's degree. Mm-hmm. So typically, these would be classes that they would need to take either way. They need to take this class to graduate with their bachelor's degree. But we can have them, if they go through the accelerated process, we can have them take the graduate version of that class, get graduate credit, and then do that up to 12 credit hours. And then after that point, once they finish their bachelor's degree, for most of our master's programs, at that point it would be 6 additional classes, just graduate classes as a graduate student to finish the master's degree. The only exception is the MBA program, which that would be 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically an undergraduate student, sometime during their 4-year undergraduate career, 12 of the credit hours they would take would apply towards their bachelor's degree and a master's degree.
Right.
And then once they finish their bachelor's degree, they would need either 6 or 7 additional classes to complete that master's.
Right, yeah.
Why in the world would someone not want to do that? That sounds like a pretty good gig.
It is. I think it is a pretty good deal. They can save a lot of money on tuition through that program and save a lot of time. I'd say their process is pretty streamlined. Mm-hmm. They have Monica and they have myself to kind of support them and help them at any step of the way.
So are these undergraduate students paying graduate tuition for those 12 credit hours while they're an undergraduate student, or are they paying undergraduate tuition?
They're paying the undergraduate tuition rate. So,
but they're getting graduate credit for those classes.
Right.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, whatever they're paying for their other classes,
yes,
they're paying that same rate for that graduate class.
That's amazing. Are there specific undergraduate programs that only fit the accelerated program within the College of Business Administration?
Yeah, so we have, like I mentioned, 8 programs mm-hmm. right now. So they don't all correlate with a master's degree. So for example, if you're doing a business degree, business administration, mm-hmm. you have the MBA, you can do the business administration bachelor's degree to the MBA. If you're doing business administration with supply chain emphasis, we mm-hmm. have the Master's of Science in Supply Chain Analytics that students could work on. If a student is doing business administration with a finance emphasis, mm-hmm. we have the Master of Science in FinTech.
Okay. With Dr. Arshadi.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Dr. Arshadi. That's a great program. It's mm-hmm. it's very, very kind of a rare program. So it's a really unique thing that students have the opportunity to do that. Mm-hmm. We have our information systems and our cybersecurity information systems emphasis.
Okay.
Those go both ways. So mm-hmm. Bachelor's of Science in Information Systems, they could do Master of Science in Cybersecurity, mm-hmm. Information Systems emphasis.
Okay.
Or they could do Master of Science in Information Systems. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with the Bachelor's of Science in Cybersecurity.
Sure.
It goes to the Master's of Science in Information Systems as well as the Master's of Science in Cybersecurity.
Okay.
We also have accounting, so Bachelor's of Accounting to Master's of Accounting, and I feel like I'm missing something.
I wasn't counting. I apologize. I should have been counting on my fingers.
Oh, all good.
And any of these undergraduate degree programs, if they chose to, could go right into the online MBA accelerated program as well, couldn't they?
So the online MBA is a little bit different, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have 2 MBA programs in at UMSL. We have our Flex MBA and we have our online MBA. The online MBA is very specific. It's got a very specific curriculum, so it doesn't typically work with the accelerated pathway for our accelerated BSBA to MBA students.
Gotcha.
So typically we use Flex MBA, mm-hmm. Which is a bit more customizable mm-hmm. for a student, because the MBA, it really, that one really depends on what classes they've already taken as a student. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the accelerated MBA program works specifically with the Bachelor of Science in Business Administration going straight into that accelerated MBA. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, any of your undergrad students could go into your online MBA program, as long as they would go into that 16-month program that we've been talking about. Okay.
Yeah. That would be a traditional master's student.
Right.
Like coming back after they finish their bachelor's degree.
Sure. Excellent. Yeah. Talk a little bit about eligibility and how the process works. Does a student have to declare this as a freshman when they get here, or at what point do they have to decide if they want to do the accelerated programs?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So for the accelerated master's programs, they do require students to have completed at least 60 credit hours. So typically around their junior year, they could get started. I honestly see students anywhere from junior 60 hours to beyond. You know, as long as a student has not registered for their final semester with their bachelor's degree, there's typically, we can use a few classes even still. So students later in their career in the undergraduate degree, they could join at any time after 60 hours mm-hmm. before they register for their final mm-hmm. semester. And there's no minimum to the amount of hours we could use towards the accelerated program. So ideally, we can use up to 12, mm-hmm. like all 12 for a student. But if a student is kind of later on, they don't have too many classes left to take, we can do 2, we can mm-hmm. do 3, we can do 1. You know, it still shortens the master's degree program for them.
Okay, so you have a lot of options if a student transferred in and they have mm-hmm. they just don't have enough credit hours to get to that 12.
Right.
Classes,
right.
You'll take as many as they can get.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Happy to assist. And it's very situational. You know, every student is mm-hmm. a little bit different. So I'm always happy to meet with a student and kind of talk to them about what we can work
mm-hmm.
with.
Mm-hmm.
Students have to have a 3.0 to mm-hmm. to apply and to be in the program. They also need to maintain that 3.0 GPA. That is a rule from the graduate school.
Okay.
But, you know, we also work with students. If they have maybe a few semesters left, mm-hmm. their GPA is a little bit below, we can kind of come up with a plan to bring their GPA up to get them to apply. So mm-hmm. I always just encourage students to meet with me and kind of talk about it and see what works best for their situation.
But it sounds like ideally if someone was going to take advantage of the full 12 course accelerated option, they'd really need to decide that by the end of their sophomore year if they wanted to jump into that, just to make sure that they can get all those classes done before they graduate.
Yeah, I mean, to secure and be sure that those classes mm-hmm. they're going to be able to use, yeah, mm-hmm. 60 hours is a good point in time to kind of touch base with me, and we can mm-hmm. talk about what we would do. Every student in the program gets a personalized accelerated mm-hmm. plan. From myself and Monica Farrell, we work mm-hmm. together and build them a plan to sure. make sure that all of their requirements are being met for both degrees. Mm-hmm. And then the student has, you know, the support of both advisors throughout the program.
So. Right. Is there a set period of time that they have to take those extra graduate classes? So in other words, if a student takes all the classes as undergrads, mm-hmm. 5 years go by and they haven't taken
That's
the rest of those
question.
Six credit hours,
yeah.
six classes, how long can they do that?
That's a good question. Yeah, there is a rule. Students do need to continue straight into the master's degree after they finish their bachelor's mm-hmm. degree. So they need to be continuously enrolled. They could do one class at a time, mm-hmm. really, but they do need to continue into the master's right. degree at that point. Kind of the way it works is if a student does leave, and if, for whatever reason, you know, a student may need to move or have a great career mm-hmm. opportunity, you know, or for whatever reason, there's really no repercussion to leaving the program when they finish their bachelor's degree, except that credit, if they do leave, it will revert to undergraduate credit again.
Sure, sure.
And so they do need to continue directly okay. into the master's degree.
So right after their last graduating semester as an undergrad, that next semester they need to be enrolled in mm-hmm. at least one graduate class affiliated with that accelerated program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
yeah.
they could take six graduate classes, one a semester over the next six semesters if they wanted to, which seems silly because you could almost get it done in two semesters
yeah.
and have your master's.
It's
but,
whatever
hey,
makes the most sense.
But
you
as
know,
long as they're
student.
Doing that one course,
yeah.
they can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How can prospective students learn more about all the different programs we've talked about today? How can someone find out more?
Yeah. I would say best person to talk to would be myself, mm-hmm. you know. My email is sphipps, sphipps at umsl.edu.
Awesome. I want to give you time to talk about anything else you want to talk about or promote about your work here in UMSL, the College of Business Administration, anything at all. So the mic is yours to just share anything else you'd like to share.
Well, I think I told a colleague in the graduate business programs office that I would give them a shout out. So I give a shout out to my colleagues, and I really enjoy working at UMSL, working with the business students.
Awesome. So what is next for Sierra Phipps? Is there a Dr. Phipps in the future?
Oh, well, maybe. You know, I like to think of myself as a lifelong learner. There's, mm-hmm. I probably have another master's program or some other degree in me before I'm done with school. So we'll see. But right now I'm still kind of thinking about it.
Hopefully someday Dr. Phipps, but for now, Sierra Phipps, thank you so much for being on the Triton Talk with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am honored that you chose to join me today for the University of Missouri St. Louis College of Education podcast. I hope you'll join me next time. Till then, I'm David Stouffer. Thank you for the work you do. Never forget, you are making a difference every day.